Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldfer-Dixon, and that's the report on Nelson Notice, date of birth 7/20/1950, date of procedure July 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldfer-Dixon. First referring physician is Dr. Truk Tran. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Description, procedure, and forms of obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as lung and sewer, all experience of patient. Patient was brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in a lateral position. Today's grand anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbs video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and ran some direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of Foltz, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, a retroflex view was obtained. The rectum period, Boston Bob Prep score is greater than 7.2-3-2, good prep. The patient side procedure well without any complications. Findings. There were two rectal sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Another was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next slide. There were three rectosigmoid sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next slide. There was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were five descending colon sessile polyps, four range in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy, and one was diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of mild left-sided diverticulous coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and a retroflex, and they were small to moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the number of polyps. Next line, if greater than 10 polyps are SSAs or TAs, would recommend genetic testing. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.